This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Yesterday evening, I spent it with my family watching a documentary on September 11th, 2001, and hour-and-a-half documentary. And as I was watching this, I got to be honest with you. I had some of this information back then as to what was going on around September 11th, 2001. And we know that back in the 90s, they attempted to bring down the towers as well under Daddy Bush. But what happened under George W. Bush, the junior, was shocking to say the least. Especially with all the information given to America right after September 11th. And the correlation, the connection that the Bushes had and have with the Carlyle Group and the Bin Laden family. And how right after September 11th, the Bin Ladens were, the family members were shipped out of the United States on the advice of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, of course, for their safety, we're told. And then after watching to this documentary, it goes into the details of who made money off of the Iraqi war, attacking a country that had nothing to do with September 11th, attacking a country that had nothing to do with threatening the United States of America in any sense of the word. Fraud, to say the least, concerning George W. Bush. But to see that he is still doing the things that he desires to do at will with the information given back unto us during that time, it explains why he's considered a war criminal outside of the United States of America. How the American people justified weapons of mass destruction when there was no weapons of mass destruction. And you heard the same talking points from the same people, George Bush, Rumsfeld, Colin Powell, and so on and so forth. But it was never verified. And even hearing from our military that was over in Iraq when they were told, in America, they're sharing with the American people that you're liberating Iraq. Well, the American soldiers saying, liberating Iraq? We're liberating the oil companies. We're working for the oil companies so they can have easy access to the oil, is what they were saying. And, of course, you're going to get a different message over here in America. But, again, just think about that. We're attacked, we're told, by the state-controlled media, by a bunch of jihadis from Saudi Arabia. We find that the Bushes have strong connections to the Bin Laden family during that time, and still today, friends, and the Carlyle Group, And America doesn't put two and two together to see as to who's profiting from this war and what this war is all about. Even to convince the American people to go attack Iraq, when in fact Rumsfeld and the CIA are the ones that put up Saddam Hussein to be taken down at another time at their convenience as another excuse. It was second to none. And how the American people justified anything during that time without the perpetrators of September 11th staring us right in the face. And who has profited from that war more than the Vice President of the United States of America and the Carlyle Group, the Bin Ladens, the Bushes? Is just incredible to me. Halliburton made $35 billion off of the oil. And how in America, during that time, our boys were over in Iraq, basically taking down an innocent people. And over here in America, they're talking about how much profit they can make off of oil and how they need to be a part of companies that are over there under Halliburton. People just don't think. And which leads me to where we're at today. Because it's the same cards being played on the American people over and over and over and over and over again. And you talk to this grassroots underswell, and I'll tell you what, everybody can talk in accordance with what I'm saying right now. But to sit back and see what's happening again today in our country, it's the same card. Different day, same card, different day. Donald Trump, for those that don't know, is talking about another big event. They need another big event. And taking back that to concerning the Patriot Bill, the as they called it, is really the act of tyranny. One of the things that that was played out during this documentary was how not one representative took time to read that bill before it was passed, and it was passed in the middle of the night, which is very telling within itself. Why so much cover-up going on? And then investigations into September 11th, it was the Bush administration that was blocking the investigations. And then when we begin to see the bureaucracies that have been created, even in this documentary, which is 10 years old, it talked about how the American people were under attack and how these alleged jihadis weren't for some reason or another. And then we're inundated for years concerning terrorism, which was only basically to paralyze the American people to submit themselves all the more to the Bush regime and then that of Barack Hussein Obama. And we're seeing it again today. And now there's new talks of another big event. During this documentary, it showed how people capitalized within governments after September 11th. And we're told by Mr. Congressman McDermott during that time that there were people that were waiting for this to take place because there was things that were on the shelves for 10 and 15 and 20 years that they couldn't do until September 11th. And then when September 11th happened, he said all of a sudden these guys came out of the woodwork with a new idea and a plan which was up on the shelf over the last 10, 15, 20 years. And what people don't understand is many of these things that occur in this country, even today, are pre-planned. And so you can rest assured we have another one coming. What that entails, nobody knows right now. But if you're ever looking for fingerprints concerning these conspiracies, friends, I want to tell you something. They're all over them. And you need not look any further than those that are gaining off of these misfortunes to the American people. And that's all we have to do is think to identify who the problem is and who the criminals are. We'll be right back.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Grammy Award-winning producer Val Garay. Bradley Dean is a man who knows what it means to speak the truth. In this day and age, it's extremely important to have a voice for the voiceless and a caring person who loves God and country enough to fight for it. Listen to the Sons of Liberty radio show for the truth that will open your eyes and speak directly to your heart.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one another with one another. I was just highlighting a documentary I was watching yesterday concerning George W. Bush and September 11, 2001, and who made money off of Iraq and that oil, no more than Dick Cheney and Halliburton, vice president during that time, and the Bushes through the Carlyle Group with the Bin Ladens, attacking a country that did absolutely nothing to us. You know, folks, because people didn't hold accountable concerning those that were responsible for the crimes of World War I, there was a World War II. And because people forgot about World War II and they failed to hold the accountable party concerning those that were perpetuating the crimes to start the war, we had Korea. And because people forgot about World War II and Korea, then we had Iwo Jima, then we had Vietnam, then we had Desert Storm, then we had Iraq, then we had Afghanistan. Now we're talking about Syria and we're talking about Korea. Who profits from war? That's the guilty party. And people don't put two and two together concerning what takes place. And the reason they don't is because of the short-term memories of those that call themselves Christians in this country, patriots, conservatives. We got another one coming because you forgot the other 10 or 15 wars that were perpetrated and thrown upon you through propaganda. Over and over and over again, we see these things taking place. You know, one of the things that I was talking about last week, we were talking about identifying false prophets. Well, I want to talk about identifying God-sent prophets today. But isn't it interesting, during the time of dictatorships, you can keep in mind there's always false prophets just going along to get along, telling the people that, no, this is the anointed of God, this is the man we need to get behind. It's going to happen again, America, because you're seeing it again. I remember under Barack Hussein Obama, Sean Hannity from Fox News used to call Barack Hussein Obama the anointed one. Yep. Listen, folks, if you don't live for the sacrifice, you're going to be judged for not living for that sacrifice, namely that of Christ, because there's a blessing and there's a curse. And no matter who's in control, you need to keep in mind that God is at the helm, either to bless that nation or to curse that nation. Last week I told you that you better bet your bottom dollar during the rise of Adolf Hitler with the help of the church. That's another show. And if you'd like to talk about that at any time, I can bring that up as well. But it was the church, after judgment, that took responsibility for saying, basically, Martin Niemöller is the one that said this, that it was the church that failed to hold Adolf Hitler accountable for his crimes against we the people. It was against the gypsies. It was against the Jews. It was against those nonconformists. And we're seeing the same thing today. Exactly. You're seeing an attack on your First Amendment, your Second Amendment. What do you think happens under dictatorships, America? I'm just curious. Just that. And then you begin, the next step after that is to kill off your political opposition. And that could never happen in America, saith the American people. Oh, you've got another thing coming. What, you think they're going to sanction the murder of the innocent in the womb, but they would have a problem taking you out for speaking out against their crimes? Hey, the babies in the womb can't speak out. We're supposed to stand up and speak up for them and not allow these crimes against humanity to go forward. But it's been going forward since the 70s, when I was just a little itty-bitty baby boy. But do you think that there wasn't false prophets in the time of Adolf Hitler? Telling the people in Germany, the 80 million people, no, this is the anointed of God. Oh, you better bet your bottom dollar they were. All through Scripture, you can see what the false prophets did. They would continuously tell the king during those times what they wanted to hear. Go, prosper in war. You're going to prosper. You're going to prosper. And then we have an Elijah, where God sends forth Elijah to go to the top of the mounts in 1 Kings 18. And God sends the fire. And because of it, God bore witness, because Scripture tells us that we're to find our faith not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of God. 1 Corinthians 2:5. And then if you go over to 1 Corinthians 4:20, it says that the kingdom of God is not in word, but it is in power. So God bore witness of himself concerning the false prophets. And when God bore witness concerning who the false prophets were, God sealed and confirmed that Elijah was his man, and because of that, the false prophets were killed at length. And it's the same thing with Micaiah. And King Ahab involved again with his wife who wore the pants. She didn't wear them. She at least told him which ones he was supposed to wear. And all these prophets told Ahab everything he wanted to hear. And then none other than Micaiah was called up again. And King Ahab, knowing the truth, but because he was wicked and chose to do the evil rather than the good, he said of the real prophet Micaiah, he said, that prophet hates me. And Micaiah was the one to tell the king the truth all the time. And because King Ahab hated the truth, he turned everybody against Micaiah. And that mattered not, because at the end of the day, the scripture tells us that Micaiah, the Lord put a lying spirit in the mouth of Micaiah to tell the king again what he wanted to hear. So Micaiah went along in obedience to the Spirit of God, said, no, go. All the false prophets are telling you to go. You're going to prosper in war. Micaiah comes right behind him and says, no, go, go, go. And the king knew within himself to look at Micaiah and call him basically a liar. And so Micaiah was literally, he was condemned either way. Condemned for telling him what he wanted to hear, or condemned for telling him what he didn't want to hear. So King Ahab threw him in prison, gave him the bread of affliction for telling him the truth. He once said, before being thrown into prison, to that of King Ahab, listen, this is what's going to happen. You're going to go into war and you're going to die. And if you come back alive, then I'm a false prophet. What happens? King Ahab goes out. He goes into battle. He knows what Micaiah said was true, because he acted upon it by disguising himself as one that wasn't the king, when in fact he was the king. and an archer hit him between his armor, and he died. He's the one that told the truth, and he's the one sitting in prison for telling the truth. Right? There's the one that stood against all the sheeple, going along with false prophets. Well, guess what? Taking it fast forward, now we're hearing through Jonathan Kahn, Kahn is right, and that of Mark Taylor, prophesying that Donald Trump is the anointed of the Lord. Can you believe this? Donald Trump is the guy that said he had no need to repent. And yet we can see clearly in Scripture, he who says he is without sin is a liar and the truth is not in him. And we're beginning to see things uncovered because Scripture tells us there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. I mean, this guy's being exposed every time you turn around right now. And don't sit there and tell me about how this is a bunch of people that are just trying to take him down. Well, let me tell you something. Donald Trump doesn't only have the support of the American people who don't know their left hand from their right hand, but he also has the DOJ to drop the hammer upon those criminals that are trying to take him down. Why hasn't he done it? Because it's pro wrestling at its very worst, and you haven't figured that out, a good majority of you. You think it's Donald Trump bashing. No, it's not Donald Trump bashing. I've said 1,000 times, if he does the right thing, we'll stand with him. If he doesn't, we'll stand against him. That's what we should all be doing. We should be principled people, period. But a good portion of you aren't. You just go along with the masses directly into hell. There's a way that seems right to a man, but the end is death. And Jesus said, straight and narrow and difficult is the way. You're sitting around because of the false prophets telling you that he is the anointed of God. Not only this, said Mark Taylor, but he also said, friends, that if you don't get with Donald Trump's program, you're going to be cut off. Really? Whoa! How counter to Scripture can one prophesy from his own heart? Well, guess what? He's done it. And there's a whole lot of people in the professed church that have advocated through their silence, in their apathy, homosexuality, abortion, and crime in their government that are going right along with Mark Taylor. Of course they are. Hey, folks, if you're not preaching out against sin, it's because you're guilty of it. And the fact of the matter is you have a whole bunch of guilty people that refuse to obey God in the keeping of his commandments that are going right along with the false prophets. I mean, some of the stuff that I've heard come out of this guy's mouth have been shocking, to say the least. Now you're supposed to trust in the arm of the flesh, I guess, right? According to the false prophet Mark Taylor and Jonathan Kahn. Hey, folks, we've been trying to get Mark Taylor on the radio. Won't respond. And I want to just tell you, rest assured, he's probably not responding because he's going to be called out and nobody has the spiritual internal fortitude to do so. Well, we have the spiritual internal fortitude to do so.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security, maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
So let's get to this. I'm going to give you a prime example. Anytime I'm on top of the mountain right now waiting for Jonathan and Mark Taylor. Jonathan Kahn. Exposing false prophets. We're told that Donald Trump is going to restore, speaking of him as if he's Cyrus. Just twisted way out there things taking place in this country. As if to suggest God is blessing America for her apathy, her tolerance of crime. As if God's going to bless the 325.7 million people that stand around and allow the 1.7% of the population to destroy this country. Then to give the message that Donald Trump's going to bring integrity back into the people's White House and prosperity like never before. It's all going to be restored. I want you to listen carefully, friends. Because this is where we're at today. Again, mark my words. Mark my words. In Jeremiah 28, God is prophesying through Jeremiah. And throughout the time that he's prophesying, keep in mind what the Lord sent Jeremiah to do. And this is what you need to hear first and foremost. Here's the real prophet. Now I'm going to give you the earmarks of a real prophet before the end of the show today. But listen carefully as to what the Lord sent Jeremiah to do. I have set this day over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. Okay? He said, I will utter my judgments against them, touching all of their wickedness. Wicked men are those that know to do the right, but they choose to do the wrong. Deuteronomy 30:19, when you get a moment. I will utter my judgments against them, touching all their wickedness, who have forsaken me and have burned incense unto other gods. You know what false gods are, friends? False gods are set on the back in the glory of God's disobedient children. Do you understand? Every time the children of Israel would lose a battle, like, for example, Eli, Hophni, and Phinehas, in 1 Samuel, it's interesting to note that they gloried in their victory over the children of Israel, and they would put their victory trophies, per se, in the house of their false gods. And the only way that that would happen is when judgment was upon God's children, namely Eli, Hophni, and Phinehas. Okay? And also keep in mind, false gods strengthen tyranny against the church, which will never prevail, by the way. I will utter my judgments against them, touching all their wickedness who have forsaken me and have burned incense to other gods and worshiped the work of their own hands. Listen carefully as to what Jeremiah was sent to do. Thou therefore gird up thy loins and arise and speak unto them all that I have commanded. Be not dismayed at their faces, lest I confound thee before them. For behold, I will make thee this day a defense city and an iron pillar and brazen walls against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, against the princes thereof, against the priests thereof, and against the people of the land. And they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee. For I am with thee, saith the Lord, to deliver thee. This is what the Lord said to Jeremiah. And again, to utter his judgments against them, touching all of their wickedness, who have forsaken them, namely the Lord, and have served false gods. Now, when you go to Jeremiah 28, here steps into play the false prophet. And it came to pass the same year, in the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah, the king of Judah, in the fourth year and in the fifth month, that Hananiah, the son of Azur, the prophet, which was of Gibeon, spake unto me in the house of the Lord, in the presence of the priests and all the people, saying, okay, now listen. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, saying, I have broken the yoke of the king of Babylon. Within two full years will I bring in again to this place all the vessels of the Lord's house that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, took away from this place and carried them to Babylon. He's going to restore everything, saith the false prophet. Okay? He's telling the people what they want to hear. Jeremiah's sending forth God's word, which is judgment upon all their wickedness. And here's the guy saying that God's going to restore everything in a positive manner to those that were wicked before God. God's not going to bless a disobedient people, period. He goes on, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, saying, I have broken the yoke of the king of Babylon. Within two full years, I will bring again into this place all the vessels of the Lord's house that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, took away from this place and carried them to Babylon. Keep in mind, the false prophet Mark Taylor said of Donald Trump that he was going to break basically the back of the cabal, the New World Order cabal. And because of Donald Trump, he just kicked the New World Order back 50 more years, is what he said. Okay? Listen to what this false prophet's saying, folks. Almost verbatim. In his time, to what we're seeing in the present with the false prophets. And I will bring again to this place Jeconiah, the son of Jehoiakim, the king of Judah, with all the captives of Judah that went into Babylon, saith the Lord, for I will break the yoke of the king of Babylon. This is the false prophet. Then the prophet Jeremiah sent unto the prophet Hananiah, in the presence of the priests, in the presence of all the people that stood in the house of the Lord, even that prophet, Jeremiah said, Amen. In other words, I know what Jeremiah said. Remember, Jeremiah is the guy, that prophet of God, that said, a fire shut up in my bones. I understand a small portion of what this dude was sent to do, in a real small portion of what he walked in. No question about it. He was saying amen. In other words, what he was saying to him in front of the people is, I wish that were so. So do I. I mean, nobody likes standing out in the middle of the country and saying contrary to what 99.9% of the people are saying. There's no doubt about it. But that's what the Word of God is saying. The Law and the Prophets counters what you're being told today in so many different ways. Jeremiah said, Amen. The Lord do so. The Lord perform thy words which thou hast prophesied to bring again the vessels of the Lord's house and all that is carried away captive from Babylon into this place. Wow, that's something. I mean, back then, you can guarantee yourselves, friends. that there's probably a whole lot of people in another fashion or form pasting up rainbow flags, which is judgment upon their heads, not understanding that that was a covenant between Noah and God concerning the fact that he would never judge the world again with water. Nope, he's not going to judge it again with water. Through the rainbow was the covenant of peace, right? He's going to judge it by fire next time, America. Okay? But it's interesting, you can bet your bottom dollar that there was a whole lot of homosexuals and sodomites in the church of the day. And they had their little flags flying and saying, this is all about the God of Israel and he's cool with this. Just like you're seeing today in America. And all their immorality and their debaucheries. And their tolerance of crimes being committed against innocent babies in the womb. You know these things were taking place. So God was clearly sending Jeremiah to send forth his word to warn them people who refuse to hear that the judgments of the Lord are upon you. And here you have a false prophet coming in saying exactly the opposite of what the five books of Moses, the Torah, had to say. Isn't this something? Isn't this something? Nevertheless, Jeremiah said, hear thou now this word that I speak in thine ears and ears of all the people, the prophets that have been before me and before thee of old prophesied both against many countries and against great kingdoms of war and of evil and of pestilence. The prophet which prophesieth of peace, when the word of that prophet shall come to pass, then shall that prophet be known that the Lord hath truly sent him. Read Deuteronomy 13 and 17. Ezekiel 33. Ezekiel 3 as well. Earmarks throughout all the Old Testament of that of a prophet. And Hananiah, the false prophet, spake in the presence of all the people, playing up to Jeremiah, said, thus saith the Lord, even so will I break the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, from the neck of all nations with the space of 2 full years. Donald Trump, the anointed of God, the appointed of God, to break, in so many words, the cabal, the New World Order. He just pushed it back another 50 years. Does that not sound, folks, very, very similar? Oh, yeah. Then the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the prophet after that Hananiah the prophet had broken the yoke from off the neck of the prophet Jeremiah, saying, go and tell Hananiah, saying, thus saith the Lord, thou hast broken the yokes of wood, but thou shalt make for them yokes of iron. In other words, as you prophesy falsely, little do you know the judgments are going to become all the more intense and more frequent. So the opposite is true. America, you have watched the professed church in this country, and if you watch corrupt politicians say the opposite of what they have done in this country for 60 years strong. And so now the Lord's saying through the prophet Jeremiah, listen, you broke the yoke of wood, but I'm going to lay a yoke of iron on you. It's going to get worse, America. Just like it tells us in Leviticus 26, verse 15, starting there. It's going to come in stages, and it's going to get worse, and it's going to get worse, and it's going to get worse. Now keep in mind, when you see people that are under judgment, going back to what we know of concerning modern history, past, that of Adolf Hitler. Just keep in mind, those that were under judgment during those particular times, keep in mind, they were the people that kept saying, well, Adolf Hitler needs us. They would keep trying to find a reason to stay in their disobedience. Now, when you go to Holocaust centers throughout the United States of America, namely the one in Washington, D.C., and in Israel, Jerusalem, I was at both of them. It's interesting that they have scripture that testified against their wickedness before God, and they acknowledge that's why they were judged. I didn't say it. I didn't say it. The Lord said, go and tell Hananiah, saying, thus saith the Lord, thou hast broken the yokes of wood, but thou shalt make them for yokes of iron. I want to tell you something, Mark Taylor, Jonathan Kahn. Things aren't getting better the way that you prophesied they would. You broke the yoke of wood, but iron is upon the backs of this country. And it falls to those that take heed to your false prophecies. The prophecies that you preach from your own heart. And that's exactly what you're doing. And you're dangerous. You're making war with God. You're turning the people of God against God himself by making war. And you're crying, peace, peace. You don't have to do anything. Let Donald Trump do everything. Wait a second. In Deuteronomy 13, it tells us that God sends prophets to prove his
sons of liberty. We are in the trenches. doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from The Way of the Master and from Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background and rock music gives an instant rapport with this generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back. By the way, if you want to check us out online, you can do so. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Go to our Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E on Facebook, and or go to our Twitter account, Bradley Dean one on our Twitter account. And if you'd like to jump over on YouTube, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean, I punch in those words, they will pop up. They will bring about resolve concerning the issues. And I want to tell you, the resolve is justice and judgment upon the heads of the wicked to preserve for our posterity a future and a hope. You can also call in again, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. You have us as the number one radio show right now out of 82 affiliates. I'm sorry, other show hosts on Genesis Communication Networks, out of over 100 affiliates across the country and into 53 countries. It's interesting how many people sit there and praise these false prophets and Donald Trump, but when it's time to answer for their compromises, they don't want to answer that live. They want to give me an email. They want to give me a message through Twitter or whatever the case may be. But radio, I mean, if you're that confident of where your feet are, I'm telling you, they're on sand, no question about it. The fact of the matter is, if your feet were upon the rock, you'd be on the radio shouting it down. At least I would hope you would be. I mean, for those that are following Donald Trump today, especially the professed Christians, isn't it interesting? If they defended the Word of God that way, Donald Trump wouldn't even have been a second thought. I mean, you want to talk about hypocrisy. to no end. I want to end with Jeremiah 28 really quick concerning the false prophet. Then said the prophet Jeremiah, the real prophet, unto Hananiah the prophet, the false prophet, "Hear now, Hananiah, the Lord hath not sent thee, but thou makest this people to trust in a lie." Trust in a lie. "Therefore, thus saith the Lord, behold, I will cast thee from off the face of the earth. This year thou shalt die," the Lord prophesied through Jeremiah concerning Hananiah, "because thou hast taught rebellion against the Lord." In other words, to justify men that were in sin, instead of repenting, he was justifying their wickedness within them. That's not a good place to put yourselves, friends. Let me tell you. The identifying earmarks and the characteristics of God-sent prophets. Martin Luther said, "I am rough, boisterous, stormy, and altogether warlike. I am born to fight against innumerable monsters and devils. I must remove stumps of stones, cut away thistles and thorns, and clear the wild forest." How many times I have seen false prophets prophesy from their own hearts, and people are just all over them, false prophets, giving them everything and anything they could possibly ask for. And then 1 year goes by, and 2 years go by, and 5, and 10, and 15, and the word still hasn't come to pass, but they're still supporting that guy's ministry. I mean, you want to talk about a glutton for punishment? There you have it. Now, in the light of Scripture, it is relatively simple to see how biblically illiterate people are in the church in America when it comes to identifying a biblical prophet. Again, Jeremiah 23:21, "Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces," is verse 29. People love to make the claim that God has not changed and that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever, Hebrews 13:8, which is true. And that's one of the things that I really like. However, when it comes to his prophets, they fail to remember that the prophets that God sends are sent to slay sin by the power of the Holy Ghost with the message of repentance towards God. Matthew 3:2. Faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ, Acts 20, verse 21, and reconciliation, Jeremiah 6:16. But people refuse to go back to the old paths. Their message is not a message that plays with or overlooks sin, transgressing God's moral law, 1 John 3:4. Because God has not changed, and neither have the characteristics, attributes, and actions of his prophets today. Okay? It tells us in Hosea 6:5, "Therefore I have hewed them by the prophets. I have slain them by the words of my mouth, and thy judgments are as the light that goeth forth." So let me show you the picture of a prophet to help you make distinction from the false prophets who aid in making war against God and his genuine prophets. Micah 3:5. Check it out. "The prophet in his day is fully accepted of God and totally rejected by men." No man can be fully accepted until he is totally rejected. The prophet of the Lord is aware of both of these experiences. They are his brand name. The group challenged by the prophet, and they are challenged by the prophet because they are smug and comfortably insulated from a perishing world in their warm but untested theology. It's not likely to vote the prophet of God, man of the year, when he refers to them as the habituates of the synagogue of Satan. The prophet comes to set up that which is upset. His work is to call into line those that are out of line. Proverbs 6:23. He is unpopular because he opposes the popular in morality and spirituality. Matthew 7:14. In a day of faceless politicians and voiceless hirelings. See, the function of the prophet, as Austin Sparks once said, has almost been that of recovery. The prophet of God is God's detective seeking for a lost treasure. The degree of his effectiveness is determined by his measure of unpopularity, John 7:7. Compromise is not known to him. He has no price tags. He's totally otherworldly. He's unquestionably controversial and unpardonably hostile towards sin. He marches to another drummer. He breathes the ratified or the rarefied air of inspiration. He's a seer who comes to lead the blind, John 14:6. He lives in the height of God and comes in the valley with a "thus saith the Lord," Psalm 15. He shares some of the foreknowledge of God, and so is
was aware of impending judgment, that he lives in splendid isolation. He's forthright and outright, but he claims no birthright. His message is repent, be reconciled to God, or else, Amos 4:12. His prophecies are parried. His truth brings torment, but his voice is never void. He is like the villain of today and the hero of tomorrow. The spirit of the world has not changed, America. The spirit of the world is to praise the dead saints and to persecute the living ones. He is excommunicated while alive and exalted when dead. He is dishonored with epithets when breathing and honored with epitaphs when dead. He's a schoolmaster to bring men unto Christ, Galatians 3:24, but few make the grade in his class. He is friendless while living and famous when dead. He's against the establishment in ministry, 1 Kings 18:40. Then he's established as a saint by posterity. He eats daily the bread of affliction while he ministers, but he feeds the bread of life to those who listen. John 6:35, 1 Kings 22. He walks before men for days, but walked before God for years. He's a scourge to the nation before he's scourged by the nation. He announces, pronounces, and denounces. He's had a heart, and he has a heart like a volcano, and his words are like fire. Jeremiah 29, verse 9. 20 verse 9 and 23 verse 29. He talks to men about God. He carries the lamp of truth amongst heretics while he's lampooned by men. He faces God before he faces men, but he's self-effacing. He hides with God in the secret place, 1 Kings 19:19, but he has nothing to hide in the marketplace. He is naturally sensitive, but supernaturally spiritual. He has passion, purpose, and pugnacity. He is ordained of God, but disdained by men. There's a terrible vacuum in the evangelical Christianity today, in the professed church in America. The missing person in the ranks is the prophet. The man with the terrible earnestness, the man totally otherworldly, James 4:4. The man rejected by other men, even other good men, because they consider him too austere, too severely committed, too negative and unsociable. Luke 19:21. Let him be as plain as John the Baptist, and let him for a season be a voice crying in the wilderness, Mark 1:3, of modern theology and stagnant churchianity. Let him be as selfless as Paul the Apostle, let him too say and live, this one thing I do, Philippians 3:13 through 14. Let him reject ecclesiastical favors. Let him say nothing that will draw men to himself, but only that which will move men to God. 1 Corinthians 2:2. Let him come daily from the throne room of a holy God, the place where he has received the order of the day. Hebrews 4:16. Let him, under God, unstop the ears of millions who are deaf to the clatter of shekels, milked from this hour of material mesmerism. Mark 8:18. Let him arise and let the church do as the word of God says, in support of the prophet that is pointing his finger to the Christ and only to the Christ and not to the arm of the flesh. Christ is risen. He is not a mere man, a reprobate man. And nowhere, might I add, in ending, are we to submit to the arm of the flesh. Nowhere. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. Again, check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you'd like to support, 1-866-233-0747.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.